Kimiko and the Wit Sunday, Sam and Rach. Well, look, we've seen the terrifying clowns in people's front yards. It's been saying the Moscow Circus, the inflatable clowns.
Oh, Moscow, it's Moscow. Stop saying Moscow.
No, Moscow Circus is coming.
I can't deal with you. I can't.
Look, that's been a source of debate. Maybe we can finally get that
settled. Yeah, we are getting that settled.
Because we've actually got the crew from Moscow Circus.
Moscow Circus.
Moscow Circus in studio. Talia, Taylor, Wallison and Mark. Look, we've gathered them around one microphone.
The crew's here.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, please settle this.
Okay.
Is it Moscow or Moscow?
Moscow.
Okay,
that's just Mark. Everyone
Thank
else?
Thank you very much.
It's Moscow.
It's Moscow. Thank
it's
you.
Moscow.
Yes!
No!
Yes! We got one! It's still up for debate.
No, it's not up for debate.
We will never know. Really. It's clearly Moscow. I didn't hear him say anything
it's
about
not.
Kidding. Look, no, really excited for this. A huge range of talent. Talia, we've got you on the trapeze. How long have you been doing that for?
I'm seventh generation circus performer, so I've been in the circus my whole life, but I've been doing trapeze for about 5 years now.
Oh, wow. What is the worst injury you've ever had from all of your flying in the air situations?
I've actually never injured myself with anything to do with the circus. Like, I've injured myself
in
running
outside. In life, yeah. We've all done that.
Okay, that's really impressive. Let's move to the singer. We've actually got Taylor. You were on The Voice.
Yeah, I was on Boy George's Top 12.
Wow, how did you get involved with the circus after that?
I was born into the circus, so I have, like, family in, like, almost every circus in Australia.
Oh, wow.
And this is, like, my family circus as well. So after I finished, like, my schooling and The Voice, I travelled on with them, yeah.
I find that really interesting, family in almost every circus. How interconnected are circuses in Australia?
Well, family, we, like, they could be my 10th cousin, but we just say family because, like, we live with each other. Like,
yeah.
I call Wallace and my family, Mark my family, because we live with each other for more than like 2 or 3 years at a time.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And Wallace, how do you become a clown? What is the requirements for becoming a clown in life?
To be funny, I guess.
That would make sense, yeah.
I started in the circus when I was 13 years old back in Brazil.
Yeah.
Clowning was in one of my first skills. I just discovered it with time.
Mm. So to be a clown, what do you reckon is the number one skill? Do you have to be good at falling over, like tripping over? I feel like that's a big part of clowning.
Yes, but it's like I'm a more kind of a modern clown, you know, like
A modern clown.
Yeah, I change a little bit of style.
Ooh.
So
you're
I get
booking
more...
us in for the show.
That's just some of the stuff you can expect at the Moscow Circus.
Moscow! They've all told you, stop saying
it. No. I know what it said. Look, guys, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.